Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So this morning, officials are assessing the damage as well as residents of Florida, while the Carolinas are bracing for Ian to come their way. And Governor Ron DeSantis has described tsunami-like flooding across Florida in a, quote, once-in-a-500-year event. Hundreds of people are feared dead. There's been 50 National Guard helicopters that are starting the search and rescue. They had to obviously wait till most of the rain slowed down or the winds died down. And the winds had been at a peak of 155 miles per hour, which puts it into a high Category 4 hurricane. Category 5 hurricanes begin at 157 miles per hour. So it was a Category 4 to 5 for all intents and purposes, and that is very, very damaging and catastrophic. Rescuers are only, quote-unquote, scratching the surface. They expect the number of victims are going to soar even higher. As we hope that the bay and the waterways start to recede, sadly, we still have flooding, we still have runoff, and we still have rain. Homes were lit on fire. Some phones, homes ignited. As gas lines broke, there were fires. Fort Myers has been decimated. You see people just trying to recoup, boats next to people's houses, things just completely uplifted. There's a McLaren that got a lot of attention, but there's a McLaren underwater, P1, beautiful car. See, I'm not sure, you know, if I would have evacuated, I probably would have evacuated with the McLaren, if I had enough money, I would have made that McLaren into a submarine. But, you just see the devastating damage of the homes, people trying to, save their neighbors, roadways, a section of the Sanibel Causeway was knocked out. So you see asphalt and you see the bridge collapse. The force of nature cannot be underestimated. And President Joe Biden has declared it a major disaster. There are still multiple weather warnings in place across Orlando. Flash flooding is still a huge risk. They say 6 inches of rain could fall in southern Virginia. The storm is moving inland towards the Carolinas. The National Hurricane Center has warned that landslides were possible in the southern Appalachian Mountains on Friday. Right now, the U.S. count, they say two people have died as a result of the storm, and sadly, they are anticipating more. You see the livestock, and you see nature try to compensate and recoup from what they lost, and there's a bunch of flamingos that were evacuated into a bathroom at Sunken Garden, St. Pete, Florida. And you see them all there huddled together. They're scared, obviously, because they're not used to being in a bathroom. And you see how they gave them food and water. But we spoke about the aftermath of these hurricanes, how dangerous it could be. And your wildlife is displaced. Your alligators, there was a man, actually, this was during Hurricane Ida. A 71-year-old man died after the hurricane, not because of the storm, not because of the flooding, but there was an alligator hiding out in his shed that attacked him. You've lost fencing, the pets are loose, wild animals, some of them could get sick, and then they could be a risk themselves. the lack of power, power outages, obviously that makes us vulnerable to heat, cold, lack of refrigerated food. We have, from what I understand, millions without power. We don't have the number yet. Malnourishment is, of course, a huge concern because they don't have their power, and perishable foods can't be fresh. You have flooding. There was a picture of the Greater Baton Rouge Food Bank in 2016. And remember, in Louisiana, they were recouping still from Hurricane Katrina and everything else that seems to hit them on the Gulf Coast. So they have a pretty good network of food banks, and you're looking at the flooding completely destroy the food and the packages of food. And so flooding and food banks, it's, you know, the higher up you could obviously keep the food, but with winds and things crashing down, sadly, it could still affect stores. Transportation, of course, the roads are flooded. Those with electric vehicles might not obviously have a power source right now, so electric vehicle drivers could be stranded. Public transportation taking a while to get back in certain areas. And then, of course, we worry about the infectious disease. Water and flooding might initially, the storm might blow away some mosquitoes, but then they're going to come back and go, you know what? This is the calm after the storm. We got a lot of now puddles. We could do some good mating here. So now we have higher risks of typhoid fever, leptospirosis, hepatitis A, cholera, Zika, malaria, dengue, yellow fever, West Nile. These are things that are mosquito-borne that can now rise in cases as we have water that you can't, you know, we always tell you to get rid of standing water in your backyard. Now it's going to take a while. Mold. We're worried about the mold that could grow. Massive disinfecting needs to be done before people go back to their homes, but that, where are you going to do that if the stores are closed? Do not swim in the floodwaters because of the chemical exposures. There are people swimming around to each other. You got to stay away from the floodwater. There's chemicals. Chemicals from the garage, fuel are seeping into the water, and now you could be exposed to the benzene, toluene, xylene. It could affect your breathing, your skin, your gut, balance, thought, memory. These are things that can also be cancerous, so you do not want to get that next to you. A couple years ago, remember the Lake Charles chemical plant had been on fire. That was in the wake of Hurricane Laura. There was sulfur dioxide, dimethyl, hydrazine, disodium isocyanurate, trichloroisocyanuric acid. That was being emitted into the air. And so you worry about some of these plants that could be there. In fact, I think that was the same plant that caused us to have a chlorine shortage. Safety, of course, is a concern. Psychological issues people are going to deal with. So the Florida Disaster Fund has been established. Go to volunteerflorida.org, Red Cross, Vitalant to donate blood, and reach out to us, and we can tell you how to help. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Hey, guys, gals. Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pauti Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. So September is National Preparedness Month. But not only is it a preparedness month for national disasters, but it's also for your health. And one thing that I keep bringing up that is so proactive about your health, preventing diabetes, preventing obesity, preventing dementia, is making sure you get good sleep and addressing any sleep apnea you may have. And September is actually called Sleep-tember. And we have the Sleep-tember 2022 campaign. And joining us is Dr. Carlos Nunez, Chief Medical Officer of ResMed, to talk to us about the importance of us making sure we look at our sleep and prevent sleep apnea. Dr. Nunez, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me.
Wow. Well, you must be busy because we have millions of people that struggle and suffer from sleep apnea, the majority of whom don't even know they have it.
That is correct, yeah. Sleep apnea is one of the most prevalent conditions in human beings. There are about 1 billion people in the world who have it, and 80% are undiagnosed and untreated. That's over 40 million Americans that are undiagnosed and untreated for a disease that has devastating consequences if left untreated.
And also, there's a lot of myths out there where patients, when I will talk to them about it, they'll say, oh, but I'm not overweight, I don't snore. That sleep apnea is much more complex. It isn't always weight-related and connected to the amount of snoring one does.
That is absolutely correct. Yeah, anybody can get sleep apnea, even children. There are pediatric sleep apnea specialists who treat children. And I've met everyone from what you would typically expect a sleep apnea patient to look like, a middle-aged man maybe carrying a few extra pounds around the middle. But I've also met world-class athletes. You look at them and you think you have no business having sleep apnea. But at the end of the day, it all has to do with, you know, anatomy and how you're born and how your throat looks when it relaxes and collapses down during sleep. And yes, a few extra pounds make it worse, but anybody is potentially at risk.
Absolutely. So I love the fact that there's the Sleep Timber campaign. I think that is so cool. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so the American Sleep Apnea Association started it, and it's really to raise awareness around sleep and health in general, even though they focus on sleep apnea as a society, as a patient society. They want everyone to realize that good, healthy sleep is important for all aspects of our health. So Sleep Timber was started, and it's a great time to talk about these things.
Mm-hmm. You know, as an off question, we have been working with a lot of patients with their teeth grinding, and many people are using, guards in their teeth. And I notice with mine that it actually sometimes impedes my sleep. And so we're trying to, deal with one issue. But have you ever seen that some of these mouth guards that people are trying to use or self-make could also be impeding and mechanically interfering with their airflow?
Well, one of the treatments for sleep apnea involves a mouthpiece that pulls the jaw forward. It doesn't work for everybody, but I can imagine that if you are using a mouthpiece that is either pushing the jaw back, or you've created something yourself that does something to change the position of the jaw or the tongue, there is a possibility that you could be interfering with the tongue's position in your mouth and the opening of your airway. So I would say if you have any concerns, grinding your teeth, TMJ, pain in your jaw, or sleep apnea, start with your doctor and ask them what you should be doing. There may be a mouthpiece that can help you for both if you have teeth grinding and sleep apnea. But again, get the answer as to whether or not you need something like that before you try and invent your own contraption and cause more problems than you may be fixing.
So true. We're speaking to Dr. Carlos Nunez, Chief Medical Officer of ResMed. So, when you see patients and you take care of patients, what are some of the people that have the most risk factors for sleep apnea?
Sure. So, we talked a little bit about weight. I mean, people who are overweight do definitely have an increased risk. But as I said, anatomy also plays a part. You may have just been born with the shape of your throat amenable to that collapse. I've snored all my life, even since I was an adolescent. Genetically, my anatomy is such that whether or not I've got those few extra pounds, I snore and I obstruct my airway. So I've got sleep apnea. I denied it for the longest time, but now I sleep with a CPAP device every night, and it changed my life. But everyone is potentially at risk, and it's more important to know the signs and symptoms than to think that it has to do with your weight or your age or your gender. So if someone that lives in your home says you snore very loud and it sounds like you stop breathing when you snore, mm-hmm. That's a clue. If you wake up very tired and you're tired all the time, you wake up with headaches, if you wake up sweaty, some people drenched in sweat, or with a sore throat or scratchy throat most mornings, those are all signs that you might have or at least be at risk for sleep apnea, and that's when it's time to ask your doctor.
I love it. So when I speak to patients, telemedicine has exploded and has become the new primary care. But sadly, when I talk to patients about how, you know, you need to get this checked out, they're like, we'll do it over the phone. And you can't. What are some of the more simplified processes for people to get a sleep study and then get evaluated and fitted for a machine?
Yeah, no, it's a very good question because we saw, especially, you know, when doctor's offices were closed in the beginning of the pandemic, a lot of telemedicine happened and people get used to it. Most people to be diagnosed with sleep apnea still have to undergo a sleep test. Most insurers require that. And so without the test, you won't get the prescription for the therapy, but it's gotten much easier. Many physicians are able to prescribe the sleep test, you know, after a telemedicine visit, and they can often send the sleep test to your home. It's not like before where you had to go spend the night in the hospital, get wired up to a bunch of machines. I've seen new sleep tests that are small fingertip probes that look like the oxygen probe you put on your finger if you ever go to the ER or the hospital, and you sleep with it, you throw it away at the end of the day, and the doctor gets all the information beamed over the cloud and can make the diagnosis that way. So when you, again, ask your doctor, even during a telemedicine visit, they may be able to set you up with a sleep test. I've even seen, so CVS, the pharmacy, has these new health hubs where you can go and see the CVS provider in the Minute Clinic, and they can get you set up with a sleep test that gets mailed to your home. And you can even go into some CVSs and buy the equipment, the CPAP and the masks and things.
Love it. Love it. So, you know, any other, like, sleeping positions, any other things people could do while they wait to get worked up by their physician?
Yes. So some people do have what's called positional sleep apnea. Like if they sleep on their back, for example, they snore and stop breathing. But if on their side, they may not. So there are what are called positional devices that you can use to help you train yourself to stay on your side and not sleep on your back. I've even seen people duct tape tennis balls to the back of their pajama shirts so that when they roll onto their back, it kind of forces them to roll back on their side.
Mm-hmm.
So there are lots of things that you can try, but again, the most important thing is get the right diagnosis and then work with your doctor to figure out what's the therapy that's going to work best for you.
So true, so true. And again, sleep apnea could put us at risk for so many medical issues. In the last minute, what other, Dr. Nunez, advice do you have for our listeners?
Sure, yeah. So as I said, if you have any concerns about your sleep, it may not be sleep apnea, maybe it's something like insomnia or restless leg syndrome, anything that's keeping you from getting that good restful night's sleep is worth asking your doctor about. As you mentioned, if you don't sleep well, you're at risk for things like heart disease, high blood pressure, stroke, Alzheimer's, and other forms of dementia. We've even seen some evidence that certain types of cancer do poorly if you have untreated sleep apnea or other sleep disorders. So sleep is fundamental to your health. Ask your doctor. And if you want to do a little research on your own, there's a good website to get you started, sleepforbettertomorrow.com. That should get you started. Don't be afraid to ask your doctor if you have any questions about the way you sleep.
I love that. Dr. Nunez, one more time, give us the website.
sleepforbettertomorrow.com.
Love it. Well, we can't wait to have you back. We really appreciate all the great work you do. It's life-saving, and we can't wait to have you back, Dr. Nunez. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me, and have a great night's sleep.
You too. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. And I got to tell you guys, these masks, they're getting easier. They're getting simpler. My husband has one, and he even lost weight. He started losing weight because he was starting to get more oxygen. I think it's a miracle cure for so many things that we've been excluding when we advocate for good health. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Over the past 24 hours, Hurricane Ian battered parts of Florida's western coast, tearing down trees and power lines, and causing dangerous storm surge in parts of the state. Governor Ron DeSantis.
Overwhelmingly, it's been that surge that has been the biggest issue and the flooding that has resulted as a result of that. In some areas, we think it's hit 12 feet.
Over 2.5 million homes are without power this hour. Ginny Thomas, the wife of Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas, will sit for a deposition this week, the mostly partisan January 6 committee announced Wednesday. White House officials are preparing for the potential departure of Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen after the midterm elections, as red-hot inflation is not transitory and has officially become a recession. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Hey, y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so it's fascinating to me how when we do things in life, it's not consistent, gradual. It's we're going from 0 to 90 or 0 to 155. And the pendulum swing seems to actually cause more damage with all its momentum, if I could bring all this physics analogy into this, than just trying to do things a little bit more gradually. Well, telemedicine started years ago. And it's interesting, on Facebook, you know how you get your memories? They'll say your memories from 5 years ago or 10 years ago. So there was a memory from about, I think, 6, 7 years ago. I forget how long. And it was an ad for Teladoc. And I thought the name was a little hokey. I'm like, Teladoc? Really? Like, Doc in the Box? Really? So I thought that was a lot. And I'm like, wait a second. Okay, so we're going to be doing medicine over the phone. Yeah, we'll see that. And I'm not very good at predicting, shall we say, where things are going in the industry. But when I saw that, I'm like, you know, people are going to like that. They're going to ask for it. There will be a market. But I don't know when. So I started doing telemedicine in 2019 because it was a fantastic way to do medicine, as well as, you know, be able to have my media career and start being with my family. Because I had my practice for years. I had a medical practice for years and never saw my kids grow up. I would be on the phone with patients till 10 o'clock at night on the weekends, giving free care because you couldn't code. It was all for free. Insurance wouldn't pay you for a phone call. So when I heard that there was going to be telemedicine and you could actually get paid to do phone calls, I'm like, is insurance aware? Will they finally do this? And there ended up being companies that would provide care for patients to call in and then get a doctor who they've never seen before, will probably never see again, and then be able to get their question answered. These companies are starting to expand to where they're doing primary care, where there will be your doctor that you will only see, and you'll never see them in the flesh, but you will see them on the phone only or on a video, and they are going to start being your primary care doctor. And this shunting from being away from individuals and being away from people really got an explosion, and it's impetus from COVID. But that's not the why telemedicine is going to take over primary care. The roots are deeper to that. And one of the main reasons why telemedicine is going to be here to stay and probably going to be the primary care forever, and then your primary care physician is going to be your secondary care, is because of money. So we spoke about how years ago, doctors were getting sued left and right for failure to diagnose and all sorts of things. And when insurance companies said, I'm out, the claims were just too high. Any one of us, like me, who didn't have a lawsuit, could go and jump on a new malpractice plan. But anybody who had one or two lawsuits, nobody would take them. So many of my attendings, teachers that taught me, had to leave the state, had to find places where they could find an insurance, and a lot of times those insurances were pretty expensive. So a lot of us younger doctors are like, whoa, I don't want that happening to me, where I get one suit and it could prevent me from getting malpractice, it could prevent me from practicing, oh, hell no. So when somebody did have, you know, a repeated sore throat, we're like, you know what, you're going to go to ENT. I'm not going to just keep giving you antibiotics for this because I don't want to miss the throat cancer. When somebody had continued headaches, we're like, not going to mess with it. You're going to go see neuro or you're going to get an MRI. And so costs went up. And because of the lawsuits, because of the malpractice cases, and it was so easy to sue, doctors are like, you know what? You're having abdominal pain. You're getting the scan. You're going back. You know, chest pain. I know you just had a cardiac workup, but if you have a heart attack, you die, I get sued, you're going back to the cardiologist. So tests upon tests upon tests kept getting run. So you would think insurance companies would start to incentivize, you know, talk to the patient over the phone, but they didn't. They didn't like that. They didn't like the idea that they had to pay for a phone consult, and it was almost impossible to get insurance to pay for that. Well, once they realized, wait a second, we could save some money. Patients don't like going to the doctor. They don't want to wait for 3-4 hours. They definitely don't want to be around other infectious disease. What if we do pay for that, but take it a step further, we shunt people to telemedicine first, where before you even think about going to your regular doctor, your family doctor, and have that continuity of care, go call these telemedicine companies. So the telemedicine companies grew, and I was very, very grateful. I joined a few of them, and fantastic bosses, fantastic people, fantastic triage team, fantastic software, and they built a system pretty rapidly to take on this huge influx of patients, and many of them were ready to go when COVID hit. And when COVID hit and doctors' offices were closed, they already had that groundwork. Insurance companies now, if you notice, are starting to send you notes saying, you know what, $0 copay if you go to telemedicine. And with telemedicine, they save money. because I, as a telemedicine physician, can't order the MRI. Not all platforms allow you to do that. I can't order the tests. Now, if I think you're in DKA, diabetic ketoacidosis, you're going to the hospital. If I think, you know, you have a brain bleed or a stroke, you call 911. So I am still sending you to an urgent care ER, but in the long run, it saves them money. Because if patients, all they care about is their sore throat, they're going to call up, they're going to try to get antibiotics, and then they're not going to go for the regular pap smears or for their exams or for their blood work. And so telemedicine was one of the best things to ever happen to medicine, but it's also one of the worst things in terms of primary care. Because now we have individuals, when I go, all right, I want you to talk to your doctor about this. This is serious. Oh, I don't have a doctor. I go, what, don't you have a primary care doctor? No, my insurance used to make us pick one, but now they tell us to go and use telemedicine. So insurance companies are telling people to go and use telemedicine as opposed to, you know, having that consistency and continuity with a primary care physician. And I'm a family doc, so I was trained to treat the family, to have those follow-ups, to make sure that if somebody came in three times for a sore throat, I didn't just throw antibiotics at them and I said, you know what, this could be an early malignancy because you're kind of getting this sore throat a lot. This might not be strep. Let's test you for it. And so the good to telemedicine is my patients in Mississippi and Alabama and Wisconsin and rural North Dakota that don't have access to a doctor, they get me. They'll get me at night. They'll get me in the morning. They could be in their pajamas. They don't have to trek miles to a medical office, and they could get a doctor giving them an opinion. The bad part is when I tell patients, look, I think you have diabetes. Has anybody done a blood test on you? No, they don't use primary care anymore. And insurance companies like it because they're saving money. So we're here today for a slew of reasons. And the Affordable Care Act, absolutely. We'll credit the Affordable Care Act with that too. One, the Affordable Care Act now allowed individuals who had pre-existing conditions to now get care and not be afraid to seek care. But on the flip side, the Affordable Care Act caused insurance companies to change the way they do deductibles and premiums, such that deductibles are so damn high that if you have the opportunity to do a $0 copay visit or a visit for free and even bypass your deductible, you're now going to do it. So I have a high deductible. Every time I go and see the doctor, it costs me a lot out of pocket. But $0 copay if I use telemedicine. So it was money, it was lawsuits, and it was also doctors not being likable. Patients hated going to the doctor. They were like, my doctor only spends 2 seconds with me. I'm like, but you need to see the doctor because they examine you. Yet the majority of the patients said, the doctor doesn't even examine me when he sees me. No wonder telemedicine grew. So it's going to be interesting to see where we go from here. So I've got a lot of pros, a lot of cons. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCADALIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. So remember we spoke about quiet quitting, where staff would just work less? It was a trend that was originally started for people to be attuned to their mental health and to not be overworked and to say, you know what? I'm going to work at my own pace. If they don't like it, they could fire me. I'm not going to wreck my life over this job. And I see both sides to that because I overworked myself for years, didn't see my kids grow up, and then now I'm like, okay, to heck with that. I want to see my kids grow up, and yeah, I'm going to work from home, and life is too short, and I'm kind of mad that I gave it my all and 300%, and didn't give my family that same sort of attention. On the flip side, though, I don't like any excuse for somebody to not work at their potential. if you have a job to do, and you could do the job, and it's not an overwhelming job, it's just your job, and it's a job that you agreed to do, it's a job you're getting paid to do, if you don't like it, just leave. Don't necessarily do anything that is more passive-aggressive or pretend work, or, you know what, boss isn't here, so I'm going to just sit here and float around on the job and just kind of watch the clock. That's not cool either. And I had staff that would do that. There would be, you know, referrals and labs that needed to be addressed, patients that needed to be called, and you would see people just kind of hiding out in the back room. And they had already taken the breaks, they just didn't feel like working. And it wasn't that we were overworked, it was, guys, you know, just, you know, if you have the, I don't care if it takes you 10 minutes to do a call. You don't have to do a call in 2 minutes. Even if it takes you 10 minutes, at least be working. But to sit there and watch the clock and then see everybody wrap up 15, 20 minutes sooner, and I'm like, you know, that person might have to go to the hospital. Are you sure you can't? And that's why I would stay till 10 o'clock at night, because whatever my staff wouldn't do, I would do. So I see it from both sides. And so this quiet quitting concept started to grow. But now there's another concept that an ex-human resources worker had talked about on TikTok called managing you out instead of firing you. And this is where you are nudged out, quote, Washington Post describes this phenomenon as being nudged out by a manager who can't fire you, but is making your job increasingly unpleasant and unrewarding. And this is something that a lot of people have kind of reached out to me going, I'm not getting fired, but I get the feeling they don't want me there. Well, that's a whole nother thing that has grown. Even though there's many states where you could be fired, I think they're called out at will, where, you know, if they fire you, they don't necessarily have to list all the reasons and then put themselves into, you know, a arbitration or lawsuit. But there are other states where if you get fired, then, although I think in any state this could be brought up, if somebody feels it is based on their gender, based on their race, color, creed, then they could call it wrongful termination and they could sue, or they could sue for discrimination. And so I hear that there's a lot of individuals, and you hear this from, you know, coworkers, or you hear this from people who, you know, you see things going on in certain corporations and you're like, why is that person still there? They're like, well, because if they try and fire them, then they'll be accused of discrimination. And so which is the easier path, the path of least resistance? To have the person quit on their own, which in a way, if you're trying to nudge them out, you're not nudging out somebody else, then that's discrimination. You can't treat an employee differently. You know, or to be sued for letting them go. And many employers and managers have struggled with this, going, look, the person's not working. It has nothing to do with them being a girl. It has nothing to do with them being, you know, a redhead or brunette or blonde, or, you know, they aren't as productive. Well, that's why you're starting to see with jobs now metrics that they could use. Because these employers don't want to be, and small business owners and managers don't want to be accused of something for something subjective. Now, I mean, we've all seen it. We've all seen people where, you know, they're working and they're screwing around, or they're stealing food, or they're, you know, and they go, but everybody else does it. Why am I the one that's getting canned? Well, either the other ones hide it better, or those other ones are more valuable in terms of them doing output and working. So what employers are now doing is they're putting cameras in so they can say, see, you stole. We caught you eating the food. We caught you. You're terminated. Or you came in late. Or we see you standing there by the clock waiting for it to flip to the after 7 minute mark so you get the extra 15 minutes and then you punched out. These are things that, you know, so you're starting to see more, objective data and metrics. This was your output. This was everybody else's output. You're the least performing employee. That's why we're letting you go. But for those individuals that don't have the metrics and don't feel like they have the protection, if you quit, then they have less liability. And they also don't have to pay for unemployment. Although I don't know if unemployment is still easier to get now since COVID. But if you quit, you couldn't get unemployment. But if you were fired, you could. So this, you know, if the problem is, you only have one life to live, and you have to also support your family. And if this is a job you like, and this is a job that you want to be at, you have to have a conversation with the manager. You have to have a conversation with HR and say, look, all right, this is where I want to be. This is, and you might want to document all that you're doing. You know, this is what I'm doing. Because everybody, we always fall into this, where employers think you're overpaid and you underwork, and employees feel they're overworked and underpaid. So you come up with your own documenting and say, look, you know, this is what I've done. This is my output. You know, I want to know I'm doing a good job. I haven't gotten a review. I want to know my job is secure. You know, what can I do to do better? And at least get that conversation. And if you see that they don't want to really work with you, then you know something's coming and you're probably going to be let go. And I've spoken to you about, you know, for some of you worried that you're going to be laid off in the recession. Yeah, I told you guys this years ago. One of the best things you could do is have an upfront conversation. If you already think you're going to be fired, you got nothing to lose. And say, look, are we, you know, having issues where layoffs are coming? And then what could I do to help save you money? Are there roles that my job could do that could help you, you know, minimize the need to hire additional employees for this role? You don't want to get your coworkers fired. But say, look, as you guys are merging with this, you're going to, you know, need this. Rather than hiring a social media person, do you want me to add that to my job duties? Will that save you money? And I don't want you guys overworking, but sometimes if you put yourself in a role that's more valuable, then maybe later you can move into that role. Or maybe later you can be the one that hopefully doesn't get fired. So this nudging out to me is a sign of, you know, that there's individuals that maybe the workplace thinks they're going to be dealing with. Well, that's the other thing, too. Also, a lot of employers don't want employees who got fired to come back and shoot up office workers. So rather than go do the rejection, they want the employees to, on their own, say, you know what, I'm going to pass, I'm going to leave, I'm going to... So, yeah, it stinks. You know, let me know. Let us know if you, you know, you're feeling that way at your work. 1-877-DOCTOLLY. Don't go away.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.